I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Three things are happening simultaneously. Almost nobody's talking about them, and they're throwing the evil Uniparty into a total panic. Because, folks, as Revolver wrote, something pretty big just went down behind the scenes in the federal government, and it could end up changing the entire illegal immigration game. Here's what's happening, and it's all connected. Massive Democrat lawsuit starting last year against the Trump administration, most specifically Department of Homeland Security, which had gone into the IRS seeking all of their tax data. So, you know what we're talking about here? I mean, we got, 50 illegals using a stolen Social Security number. We got other ITIN numbers. You've got hundreds of illegals using each one. They're paying taxes because they're what? I mean, you go into restaurants, you go into places, you see them in the kitchen. You're wondering how that works. Well, that's how that works. It's called tax fraud. It's also identity fraud, but it's been tolerated for years. The records inside the IRS are all we need to know who they are and where they are, which is why the Democrats judge shop and got the most ridiculous ruling last year that the Trump administration couldn't look at tax data, IRS data, to investigate fraud. So a liberal judicial dictator, we used to call them judges, that the Democrats judge shop for, put a ruling in place that held the Trump administration back for months. And what it said was they're not allowed to look at U.S. tax data. The Department of Homeland Security can't investigate. Neither, get this, can the IRS. Folks, he's the executive. His job is to run the government. Folks, this is almost as absurd as when they swore Scott Bessenton at the Treasury and then Democrats sued and successfully blocked him for a couple of months from looking at the payment data he was responsible for overseeing. That's how you know we've hit the gold mine. We're over the target. Well, the Trump administration, about 6 weeks ago, won that lawsuit. They can go look at the data. And they don't trust, apparently, the folks inside the IRS to go after it. So basically, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, raided the IRS and got the data. Revolver reported DHS is bypassing the IRS and using its own investigative team to dig into the relationship between employers and illegal workers. Why? There's a perfect record of it inside the IRS. This is a very big deal, wrote investigative reporter Douglas Mackey on his Substack. The DHS is going around the IRS with its own investigative wing to check if employees, taxpayers, are illegal immigrants. This is a significant escalation in the crackdown on illegal immigration. And the crackdown quietly began soon after. And I'm so grateful the Trump administration has just shut up about this. Because by March 2nd, the letters were already going out. I couldn't believe how fast this went, too. It took like 2 weeks from them winning the lawsuit. And it put the Washington Post in a frothing panic. Here's what they wrote, just using, localizing the story, using five local D.C. restaurants. At least 131 employees at five D.C. restaurants have left their jobs or been terminated after establishments received letters from HSI, that's the investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security, claiming some employees appear unauthorized to work in the United States. So what they are getting, and this would terrify me if I owned a restaurant, is a letter on Department of Homeland Security letterhead saying, hey, sure looks like Jose there in the kitchen's an illegal immigrant. We want to inform you. Those numbers are astonishing. 131 employees fired from just five restaurants or allowed to quit. The letters, the Washington Post reported, are going out all over the country, which is why, folks, and I said this to you probably about a month ago on this podcast, I was talking about this, expect the job numbers to be, quite frankly, whacked in the coming months. We may already be seeing some of this in the job numbers, both for good and bad, because you don't normally have this kind of churn that you're about to see. And economists are probably going to interpret it wrong because they're not getting real news, especially not on this. Anyway, now remember what Trump did at close to the same time. He upped the self-deportation bounty. Each person that self-deports gets a free ticket, airline ticket back to their home and $2,600 for their effort. So you know, if you're a mom of three, that's plenty to restart your life and really cheap for the U.S. taxpayer, given that 61% of them are illegally on welfare. Despite a 1995 law by Bill Clinton, which he actually bragged about in that year's State of the Union address, barring illegal immigrants from getting that welfare. Now, watch what's happening as panic has set in among the Uniparty, whose Alpha and Omega, folks, it's practically a religious belief with these people. It started with the Bushes. In open borders, borders must be open, sovereignty must be erased so that America can finally be formed into a European-style union with the bloc of countries that includes Canada and Mexico, an absolute, almost religious level tenet of the Bush globalist doctrine and the left-wing globalist doctrine. They really honestly don't give a damn about almost anything else. And they look like sleeper cells when they run for the Republican Party positions. They have a ton of money. That's always the tell. They sound like other Republicans. They usually come at you with their Bible, their daddy shotgun, and some talking points about abortion, and that's all fine. The reason they have the money is they've promised when the moment comes, they'll pull the trigger on amnesty. And they make up 15% roughly of elected Republicans up there, maybe a little more in the Senate. Yeah, well, watch what they just did. An amnesty bill. You can recognize what is practically a paid campaign by the tone of the hosts on Fox. And when the two of the Republican sponsors of this, it's a bipartisan bill with, get this, 20 Republican sponsors, 39 sponsors total, go on Fox News and everybody fawns over them. And what a great idea this is to legalize 25 million illegal immigrant. Wait, what? Yeah, you heard me. To legalize 25 million illegal immigrants. Well, I immediately panicked and did a deep dive and discovered something interesting. They don't have the votes to pass this yet. And it's not even on the legislative calendar. It's languishing in committee. Now, what Mike the Knife Johnson will do with this is, yeah, nobody knows. Sometimes he's great. Other times he betrays us. You really can't tell either way. But right now, it's not moving. It's languishing in committee. It can't even get a hearing. So what is going on here? Why are they on Fox News pimping this? And I guarantee you there will be absolutely massive checks written by the lobbyists to these people's PACs. But why do this? Why expose yourself like this, especially as a Republican, to announce, hey, we've got bipartisan support. We could totally get this done. Why do that right now? Simple. It's messaging. They're telling the illegal immigrants, stay put. I know it looks bad. I know you just got fired from your dishwashing job. I know you're struggling and can't get another job. Please stay. Just ride it out because we're going to get you amnesty. That is the message. And the reason you're seeing this on television right now with them fiercely pimping this amnesty bill on Fox, I almost want to throw up. I thought about playing the audio for you, but it makes me sick. The point isn't to get it passed. It's to message to the illegals, please, for the love of God, do not take this offer. We got your back. As soon as this man Trump's gone, we're going to move forward with the amnesty. And Congressman Mike Lawler, a Republican, actually used the figure 25 million on Fox News yesterday. Normally they hide that and make it sound like, oh, it's just going to be a few million, no big deal. That was the tell. They're basically trying to tell the illegal immigrant nation, don't worry, stay put. Please do not take the buyout offer from Trump. And you know what that tells me? They're scared, which leads us to thing three. Probably nobody else will connect, but it's going on right now.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember this? It didn't make much news, but it was huge news a few weeks ago. Every single major metro area in the United States of America, without exception, according to the latest census survey, is experiencing negative net migration. Not neutral net migration, like you would expect, because Trump has the border totally sealed, right? So you would think immigration, net migration by immigrants would go to zero, right? Nobody's coming in. It's negative. And there you have the reason for the Uniparty's panic. Listen to these fabulous numbers. Negative 95% for El Paso, negative 72% for Denver, negative 67% for Los Angeles, New York, negative 65%, Chicago, negative 62%. What does this spell for Democrats and ultimately the Uniparty, which counts on the continued election of Democrats? A bloodbath in the 2030 census, especially because of recent articles showing that there is no net in migration, period, into these areas. In other words, their population situation net, just forgetting immigrants, just look at the whole circle of everyone, is negative in big blue areas, particularly on the West Coast. Bottom line, without illegals, nobody's moving to blue areas. Not net, they're not. People are fleeing blue areas. And one of the reasons that we have always been underrepresentative in the electoral system nationally, but Democrats have not been, is there are so many of us undercounted in big blue areas. Well, a great sort is going on. A staggering 5.4 million people have migrated to pro-Trump counties, in other words, counties Trump won, since just 2020, as the Great Divorce continues. That's according to the latest Census Bureau data. The investigative journal Issues and Insights did their own analysis of this. Millions aren't just moving out of blue states. They're moving out of blue counties within states. And folks, the stat I want to know is how many of these are Republican and how many of these are Democrats who are just going to pollute the next place that they go to. And I'd point you to this article from last year. It's really interesting. And it talks about South Carolina, which is the number one inbound state destination right now, according to the Census Bureau. But what's really interesting, if you look at the split, it's almost identical to the makeup of the state right now. So, you know, about 35, 40% of the people moving in are left-leaning Democrats, but the rest are Republicans. So it's roughly mirroring the state, which is why our politics hasn't changed. I know we elect a lot of liberals here, but people actually think they're Republicans, so it doesn't count. Anyway, I think what's happening here is, yes, some leftists are moving too, but people who've stayed in the blue area that they're at because they have family there, they have friends there, they have a job they've been at for 20 years there, are throwing their hands up and going, I can't do this anymore. I give up. I can't live with these people. And the vans are rolling. And that is why you are seeing this amnesty proposed. I don't think they actually intend to pass it anytime soon. But you know what it is, folks? I've seen this amnesty before, and I'm really afraid even our side will fall for it. Because I tell you what, I get texts all the time. Well, you know, I don't want to deport them all. This is from our side. You know, if they work hard and they've been here. No, them holding that job is a crime. But folks, as a veteran of the last amnesty fight, they must have just cut and pasted that bill that Bush tried to push through because it has the exact same tricks in it. Now, it sounds really good when Mike Lawler goes on TV, that Republican Congress freak, and he's talking about this. He's saying, oh, you have to have, been continuously present since December 31st, 2020. You've got to pay $1,000 upfront restitution fee, submit biometrics, pass a background check, no felony convictions. Now it's just going to be the good ones. Oh, I know this. No, I know how this works. Actually, if you go read pages 204 to 217, of the horrifically named, it's supposed to be the Dignity Act, but they actually use a Spanish name for it. It's Dignidad. Can you believe that? They don't even put it in English. That's the contempt they have for Americans. But whatever. And when you look at it, at first blush, it looks like, oh, it's just going to be the, you know, law-abiding ones. They've worked so hard. No. They say no felony convictions. That means you could be on your third misdemeanor conviction for drunk driving. You just haven't been felony convicted yet. You know what else the bill allows? Suppose you've been charged with and convicted of murder in your home country, like the five murderers we picked up just this week in Boston. Five illegal immigrant murderers wanted by their countries, either for trial or they escaped. Guess what? They get to stay. It has to be a felony conviction in America. If you're wanted in Brazil for the two people you beheaded, ain't no big deal. Welcome to America. You get to stay. But the true horror show in this, can you imagine? Illegal immigrants not convicted in their own countries get to stay? Do you realize over a third of the people who come over that border have either charges or convictions, according to Customs and Border Patrol, in their own countries? That wouldn't matter. You could be a mass rapist and you'd get to stay as long as you haven't been convicted here. But here's the worst part. The dignity status. You cannot be touched for pickup by ICE as long as you're eligible to apply. You don't even actually have to have applied for this. You only have to be eligible. So what is this? Oh, fuck, this is as good as abolishing ICE practically, because they can't pick you up if you might apply. And you know what that means, don't you? Well, it's a 7-year program, and they're saying, oh, they're going to pay steep fines, $1,000 a year for a $7,000 total. No, they're not. No, they're not. You know why? Because if they don't do that, they still get to stay. They just don't get to work permit, but they also know when Democrats get back in office, they'll just go right on committing the fraud. But folks, I don't want to get into the details of this because it's going to get you down. Right now, there's no chance that this passes. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you the other scam here, too. Our side falls for this, too, because we have big hearts. The DACA part of it, if you entered before the age of 18 and you've been continuously present since 2021, pass criminal background checks and meet education, employment, and military service requirements. Yeah, that's a crock, too. You know why? USCIS, the processing agency, it's only about 2,000 agents, does not have any ability, nor has it ever, to assess document fraud. In other words, it's an honor system. So every one of them is going to have the exact same energy bill showing that they came here, you know, at whatever date they want, and they entered before the age of 18. It's going to be mass document fraud. Those documents will be very easy to purchase if you don't just fake them yourself. It doesn't matter. They don't have the ability to assess document fraud. It's an honor system. You get prosecuted if you get caught cheating, but you're not going to get caught cheating. So bottom line, even if they do a Dream Act amnesty like the one in pages 162 and 170, it doesn't matter. Everyone who's here will get the amnesty if they want it, because of document fraud. It's the same scam that the Uniparty tried before. But the good news is, folks, right now, this is a sign of their abject panic. And what that means is Trump's winning. And he's doing it all without even having to use boots on the ground. By boots on the ground, I mean ICE.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.